Rugby edging football out of the national psyche. What about that? Is such a thing possible? We're joined by Max Boyce, who's not English, last time I checked, and by the football columnist for the New Statesman, Hunter Davis, author of The Glory Game and all sorts of other fine tomes. Now, Max Boyce, first of all, clear up one thing. What were your feelings on Saturday morning as you watched the game? Whom did you support?
Well, having just come back from Australia and seeing the huge support that the Welsh team had from the English players and from the English public, it was I supported England, yeah, perhaps the first time in my life. But you know, any honest rugby man, any true rugby man, wouldn't begrudge England this victory. They've been the best side, I suppose, for the last 2 years, and to beat New Zealand and Australia in the summer, they deserve their place in the sun.
Well, there you are, Hunter. That's something, isn't it?
They did very well. I was proud of them, and I enjoyed watching it.
But it's very good to hear Max Boyce saying that, is it not?
That's right, yes, because, well, the Australians have been saying it as well, haven't they? They've turned around now and said how well they played. But actually, I thought they were jamming England. All those stupid long throw lineups.
You can say that because you're English, you see. I can't say it. Max can't say it.
James, I'm sorry.
But I didn't think they were. Oh, yeah, well, yes, I suppose you are. Yes.
That penalty, by the way, the thing about that poem you had, which is jolly good indeed.
Yes.
The thing about the penalties, they're so stupid. You're actually doing it against an inanimate object. There's nobody in goal. Whereas in football, the beautiful game...
Yes, but all the brawn that goes into it, all the... I mean, the glory...
Yeah, but he's on his own. He could do it in an empty stadium. There's no point in it.
Oh, right.
It's such a negative game.
Well, Mr. Boyce, I'll ask him to answer that one. A negative game? Come on, give him a blast.
No, it's the tension of having to take those kicks when you've got sort of... You know, 15 Aussies bearing down you is huge.
Hold on, they're not bearing down, they're standing still.
They're not.
Of course
not,
they are.
I want to go back to what...
Not to drop goals, they're not standing still.
But true. Hunter, look, you're a great football fan, as we all. And you've been rather rude about rugby, I think, rather unfairly there. But anyway, do you think that the inevitable hype that there's going to be when they get home, and, you know, Johnny Wilkinson's going to be a sort of Beckham of the oval ball and all the rest of it, is really going to make a difference to the place of rugby in our kind of sporting imaginations?
No, it's a minor game. Football is a global game. It'll be good for rugby players, they'll become millionaires.
Kids will play, surely.
More kids will probably play, but I should think when the Premiership, the rugby Premiership, starts again next week, the club attendance will just be the same.
Well.
Because it's not really a good game to watch. It is so... I estimate 30% of every rugby match, nothing is happening. And those scrums, even on the World Cup, didn't understand why they were giving scrum penalty kicks.
I'm not supposed to take sides in discussions like this, Max Boyce.
It's good for a few weeks.
Could you answer the point that rugby's not a good game to watch?